this week on Boxed In, I am joined by the hugely talented Luke McGregor. Luke, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
It's great to have you.
I always get nervous with the initial, what do I say? Do I say hello? Do I say hi? And then I'm worried I'm going to say some sort of amalgam and it won't make any sense. Hi.
I know, because I could make you possibly even more awkward by just throwing accolades and affirmations at you about how incredibly successful you are. You've just been nominated, your show Rose Haven with Celia Pecola for an Actor Award. Yeah. I mean, that's a huge coup, Luke.
It's good. Basically, all that stuff I regard as currency to give my parents for quitting my job and saying, see, it's still okay for now. Yeah.
See, this is the thing, and I've known you for quite a while, Luke, but knowing that you were coming in for this in-depth chat, I've done a bit more research and things I wasn't aware of because from Tasmania, and I feel like I know your parents because I saw them on your documentary.
Oh, yeah.
And you come from this wonderful family. What I didn't know was that you studied at university law, philosophy, and medicine.
Medicine was really... really briefly.
Did you start with medicine?
No, I started with law.
Gee.
And then I was law and economics and I did art. And then I started doing chemistry and physics in my off season so I could try and get into medicine.
Mm.
And then I decided, you know what, I want to be a teacher. So I went to Lonnie and did teaching for 2 years. And then I moved back and finished with an arts and economics degree. And then I quit my job and did comedy. Yeah.
Do you know what it sounds like? I don't know if this is true of you, that you're super smart, highly successful at school, and went to do the big subjects but realised all I want to do is comedy.
Oh, I don't know. I always did kind of okay but never like great or bad. It was always in the middle. I always was scared that I always liked to think of myself as like a smart student, but yeah. I was worried if I ever put effort into an assignment and it didn't get good grades, my whole identity would be crushed. So I just sort of did okay the whole way through. It was weird. I was scared to commit to anything.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
You're listening to Boxed In. I'm Fifi Box, and with me this week is stand-up comedian Luke McGregor. For people who don't know the journey to comedy, how did that start? Because it's such a courageous, I often say this to comedic pals, it is such a courageous thing to go and do stand-up, particularly cold. Like, what was your first gig and how did you end up there?
Oh, it was my housemate said, you know what, I'm going to do comedy. He entered Raw Comedy, the Australia-wide competition for stand-ups. It's like, yeah, a really cheap Australian Idol. He joined one of the heats in Tasmania and I went along to support him and I got pretty drunk,
yeah,
and someone didn't show up, and so I said, can I take their spot? And that was my first gig and it was fun. I the crowd were laughing and then about 2.5 minutes in they realised this guy doesn't have any jokes and it went really downhill, but it was just enough. And it's like the only gig I've never felt nervous because I didn't have anything to lose. Like,
wow.
I had no intention of doing stand-up. And every gig after that, I felt nervous. And it's been a journey to try and recapture that initial magic of just getting up and not caring if it goes well,
yeah,
or not. Because now I do care about it. So that first gig was the only gig I haven't been nervous at.
That's fascinating. So how do you deal with nerves? Because people might assume you could – because your performance – then I think the nervousness helps because that is your persona in many,
yeah,
respects.
Yeah, exactly. It's because people go,
if you were cocky, I don't know that people would think that was Luke McGregor.
Yeah, it's. I started seeing a psychologist a little while ago and really started to, you know, it helped me get over a lot of the stuff that makes me anxious.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, no, I'm not going to have any shtick left. We're going to have to end the session there, I'm sorry. I'm going to need to keep some of this baggage, otherwise I'm not going to have any jokes. Yeah, they did too good a job. It's kind of what I'm exploring now, I suppose, because I'm getting less nervous the more I do it.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Welcome back to Boxed In. Comedian Luke McGregor is my special guest this week. What about your family? Because I find with most comedians there becomes a tipping point where at first parents are entertaining this dream to be a stand-up comedian. And then next minute, oh, my son's a bona fide star in Australia.
Oh, Dad said, as long as it's not illegal and you never ask me for money, you can do whatever you want.
So he'd be quite happy with this.
Yeah. Mum and Dad do things like they'll text me a message and say, hey, looking forward to watching Rose Haven tonight.
Yeah.
And just no follow-up. I'm just like, guys, I'm gonna have to request that you either don't message at all, or it's got to be a two-parter, one before, one after, saying it was funny. That's a minimum.
Do you ever actually? That's true. When you're either, you know, Rose Haven or appearing on a show as a guest, and then you look at your phone and like nobody's contacted you.
Oh yeah, I've stopped looking because it was never enough.
Yeah.
Twitter was just nothing but praise, it would still not be like it would not be enough. I'm like, well, it's not enough praise. And if one person said something bad, I'll be on their profile, I'll be looking at all their tweets.
How do I win them over?
Yeah, and I'd be like, well, I bet this person's a real jerk. And then I'd look at the text and it'd all be like charities I support. And I'd be like, oh, this is actually it's quite a nice person with a genuine complaint about my performance. So I try just to not. It's hard. Instagram's probably my main addiction at the moment. Just if I put something up, I'll just look at how many likes it's got, and it's not healthy. So the worst thing I did the other day was I was at a cafe and I put something out and I thought, that's pretty funny. And then I put I turned notifications on so I could see all the likes appearing on my phone. Yeah. I'm like, no, this is not good.
Yeah, that's not healthy.
This is not healthy.
Boxed in with Fifi Box.
Hi, I'm Luke McGregor and I'm boxed in with Fifi Box.
How many years would you say you've been doing stand-up now?
I've been doing stand-up now for about 10 years.
That's a fair whack. I mean, that's a career you've built.
Yeah.
Would you say nerves have eased somewhat?
Yeah. I still worry if I said something dumb. Like, I'll feel nerves after this. I'm really worried, did I say something silly? But during now, not so much. It's
How do you go with hecklers?
Oh, it just depends. If it's a heckler that's trying to bring you down and the rest of the crowd is on your side, then it's no problem to deal with.
Even
if you just say, please be quiet. Like, it's if the crowd's on your side, it's fine.
Yeah.
But if they say something that's funnier than you, or sometimes you get hecklers that are like help.
It's
impossible. Or they'll say, someone was yelling out stuff like, whew, that'd put you in a difficult situation. And I'd be like, it certainly did, sir, as this next bit will prove. And it was helpful and they were supportive, but I'm just like, this guy's got to stop yelling out positive stuff or I'm not going to be able to do the gig. So, I still haven't quite worked out how to deal with it.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
This is Boxed In. I'm Fifi Box and my special guest this week is comedian and star of Rose Haven, Luke McGregor. Now, if you don't mind, I do want to talk about your personal life and not the personal life you think I'm going to refer to.
I'll go for it.
For people who don't know, you live with one Tommy Little.
Oh, yeah, I do.
And I love watching what goes on in your household via his Insta stories. Now, what is that? What is that house like? You and Tommy, it seems somewhat the odd couple to me, but it works.
Yeah, the best thing about it was when I went to Tassie to film Rose Haven, I wasn't there for 2.5 months. And so Tommy ordered a bunch of life-size cardboard cutouts of me, about 10, and he was going to put them all around the house. So when I got back, there was cardboard cutouts of me all around the house. But they didn't arrive in time, so they got delivered after I got back. So there are just 10 wrapped cardboard cutouts of me in the spare room. We put one in the land room just for the sake of it. But but it's fun. He's been great. Tommy's very conflict averse. He would never tell someone if he wanted them to move out. So I'm worried. We've got this mutual friend, Kushla, who's really close to both of us. So I try and check in with her and just say, has Tommy even hinted that he wants me to move out?
He loves you.
Hopefully. But I really like living with him. I'll move out soon. I've said that for the last couple of months. But it's kind of comforting having a mate. I lived by myself for so long. But this is dumb. I'd never walk up to his room, but last night was quite scary. I had a really bad nightmare. I haven't had one in ages.
Yeah.
And I would never walk into Tommy's room and go, mate, I had a nightmare. But just the fact that I could was comforting.
Felt good. That is so cute.
Yeah, so I am enjoying it at the moment. But as soon as I hear from a third party, which is any way I could ever find out if Tommy wanted me to move out or not, I will get out of
you
there.
You go. Yeah. No, I can't see that happening anytime soon. Luke, you are. I can't get enough of you on the radio. I'm so thrilled to have spent this hour on a Sunday afternoon with you.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate
it. Thank you. And can't wait for the upcoming series of Rose Haven, the actor-nominated Rose Haven.
Yes, I really should get a T-shirt. and start embracing this, embracing the success.
Oh, thank you so much for joining me, Luke.
Thank you.